Tim Hammerich with your Market Line report for Friday, January 10th. Markets very tentative with the looming USDA report coming tomorrow. Scott Schellady reports from the floor of the CME in Chicago that tensions are high on the trade floor.
Whatever the numbers we get tomorrow are going to be the numbers that we have to trade. And that's the important part, and that's the psychological part. So whatever comes tomorrow, although the tension today is pretty thick, you can cut it with a knife, this time tomorrow we'll know, and then that'll give us a good idea going forward. We're going to put a bow around 2019 tomorrow. And that'll put it away. That's going to give us the last thing that we need to know. And that is why the tension is so tight, because are they going to try to correct things that a lot of investors thought were wrong, or are they going to stay on the same track?
For your closing markets yesterday, despite the uncertainty with the report, Chicago March wheat futures closed up 9.5 cents to 562.25. Kansas City hard red winter wheat also up sharply. That market rallied 10.25 cents to 490.25. March corn closed down a penny to 383.25. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein were up slightly, ranging from 610 to 620. Club wheat of ordinary protein also firmer. Bids there range from 620 to 787. Dark northern spring wheat prices up 4.25 yesterday, ranging from 687 to 712 for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were up 37.5 cents to 126.72.5 on the February board. March feeder cattle were up 2.5 cents to 146.55. February Class 3 milk was down 11 cents yesterday to $16.98. With the Ag Information Network of the West, this has been your Market Line Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.